There was a woman who went to see a pastor. She was like really, she was crying. She burst into tears and she said, "I poked myself." So pastor said, "What happened?" So this very affluent rich man came from Seoul to her village, and she said that the man was the one that she one time almost got married. And then the man kept asking her, propose her to marry him. But then she was not really interested in him. But the man who proposed her became very rich. But the husband she was living right now was like really poor. And she couldn't even buy a house. And then she was saying, if I chose that man, the rich man, I wouldn't be suffering like this. So we have to make choices. So when you buy something, you have to choose. You have to choose which one is better. And you have to really be careful to choose something. Even like choosing food is not easy. Whether you're going to eat jjampong or jjajangmyeon. So you know, Korean noodle house, they have jjamjjamyeon. It's like both two noodles combined together. So jjamjjamyeon is like two kinds of noodles combined. So people won't be like really in conflict. They could eat both. I was drinking a cup of tea with Deacon, and then we decided to have a meal. And then the Deacon asked me, what would you like to eat? So I didn't know what to eat. So I was like, well, whatever, I can eat. And two of us, we didn't know what to eat. So we were like thinking, what should we eat? So we were like saying Chinese, Korean, and Japanese. So we went to Hanarum food court. So even choosing one thing is not easy. Choosing a person is not easy. Depends on what kind of spouse you meet, what kind of friend you meet. That really is very critical. When you meet wrong spouse, like wrong husband or wife, you have so many problems. So whatever choice you make, there are consequences. There's outcome always. So you bought something, and if you use it wisely, then you feel like you did a great job in choosing it. But then you spend a lot of money, and you bought something, and it's not good. And you feel like, oh, this the seller conned me. So choosing a person is really, really important. So I want to talk about the choice that we as believers make. When you look at the passage today, it talks about the choices of three women. This man, Elimelech, he was living in Bethlehem. And he had two sons. And there was a famine in the land. So this man Elimelech, they decided he decided to move to Moab, country of Moab. So they all moved to country of Moab. So many years later, disaster happened. Elimelech, he died, and then his son, Mahlon, he died, and Chilion, he died. They all died. So these two sons were married. They had wives, and Orpah and Ruth. So after all these men, three men died, Naomi gathered all of them together, and these three women talked about what they were going to do with their lives. So look at the scripture. First, Naomi's choice. What kind of choice did she make, Naomi? What was her choice? She had really helpless choice because her two sons died and her husband died. And she had no reason to stay in the country of Moab. So she had only one choice. She had to leave. When you look back your life, sometimes you have helpless choice, like you have no choice but to do certain things. Just many things are happening in your lives. And Naomi was the same situation. Her husband died and her two sons died. And she couldn't stay in the country of Moab. And she wanted to return her homeland. And the second, Orpah. What kind of choice did she make? She made a normal choice. In other words, she used the common sense. Her husband died. There was no reason for her to follow her mother-in-law. And even mother-in-law said to daughters-in-law, and she said, "You don't have to follow me. You live your own lives." Orpah, when she heard this, she made a wise decision. And she said, "I don't need to follow mother-in-law." And I don't need to follow her to foreign land. I'm still young. I could meet a new man and start a new life. So I don't have to follow my mother-in-law. So she would remain in the land. So what did she do? She kissed her mother-in-law. So, kissed her mother-in-law. What does it mean? So what does it mean she kissed her mother-in-law? Goodbye. I will not follow you. It was a sign of goodbye. So she made a wise decision. So she used her common sense. Do you know this? So if you make a decision like this, it will be like following your flesh. And then third, choice of Ruth. We know the choice of Ruth. It was a reckless kind of choice. But it was a spiritual decision, and it was a decision of faith. Ruth was a Gentile woman, and she lived her life through the idolatry. This Ruth, she wanted to follow her mother-in-law, and furthermore, she was following God. Look at verse 16. It reads here, but Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, where I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be ever so severely, if even that separates you and me. Your people, my people. Your God, my God." Except the death. If I leave you, she wanted, she said that, may the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely. So country of Moab was the place when Islam was being practiced. Muslim was the Islamic religion. So Muslim religion was being practiced. I was watching TV a while ago, and this woman came from Indonesia. She married to a Korean man, but then she was very stubborn about her religion. One day, mother-in-law opened the door of her room. She was praying, and she prays about 5 times a day. And the mother-in-law is a Buddhist, and then this daughter-in-law is Muslim. So the mother-in-law said, in Korean tradition, if you married to our family, you should follow our religion of our family. But the daughter-in-law said to her mother-in-law, I could do everything you ask me, but don't touch my religion. I cannot obey you. I will obey you everything else but my religion. Because she has this strong, she's a strong Muslim. But Ruth, she deserted her Muslim religion and she became, she accepted, become a believer of God. Her husband died. And any country you go to, there's a conflict between mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. But Ruth decided to follow her mother-in-law, and not only that, she decided to follow mother-in-law's faith, religion. When you look at Matthew chapter 1, it's a lineage of genealogy of Jesus' birth. And it's a genealogy of Jesus. But Ruth's name is there in his genealogy. Because she received the eternal blessing. So, depends on what kind of choice you make. Whether you choose blessing or curse, and whether you choose Satan or works of God, the result will be totally different. I'm sure when you live your lives, you have to make so many choices. But depends on who you're following. But the important thing is your choice being a blessing or a curse? You know, when you buy something, you use it and you throw it out. But our lives are not so. Whether we are going to eternal blessing or eternal curse, you have to make a decision. Look at the people of Israel in the past. So Pontius Pilate, people were standing. There was a question whether they should choose Barabbas or Jesus to release, to set free. Barabbas was a criminal. Whether they would release Jesus or Barabbas, Pontius Pilate thought that maybe they would let go of Jesus. But the crowd was not so. And the crowd, Jewish people said that, crucify Jesus. Crucify Jesus. Pontius Pilate could not understand. Why? What on earth? Why do we have to crucify Jesus? And then the Jewish people said that all the blood, the price of blood, passed down to us after we crucified Jesus. From that on, Israelites, they didn't have government. They were wandering around. They said, we will be responsible for the blood of Jesus. And they didn't have a country. And you know the story of Holocaust, how many people were murdered by Hitler. It was a brief moment's choice. Sometimes we make a little choice and that becomes true blessing. But then this little choice can lead us to a curse. So what kind of choice would you make? Only Christ is the way to live. You would make the best choice. Let me talk about one more choice. Genesis 34:35. You know, it was a painful moment for the family of Jacob. Because his daughter was raped by another person. Dina, who was raped, so her brothers were the sons of Jacob. But then they had a huge fight. So Jacob's life was really facing crisis because of this. So what was Jacob's choice? Genesis 35:1-2. So gather people together. Was it because of he was going to have fight with other people? He proclaimed one thing. Let's go to Bethel. When I met my brother Esau, I received the grace. I would like to go to Bethel, and I will build an altar to the Lord. Build an altar to the Lord. That means worship. This is an extraordinary choice. Look at Jacob. Let us gather together and go to Bethel and build an altar to the Lord. So what happened? He made the choice. But then the result was no one was chasing after the sons of Jacob. They thought everyone would die, but there was no one chasing after Jacob's sons. Not even a single person. Because Jacob chose worship, God took care of it. Because God took care of the hearts of the enemies. Do you have problems in your lives? Do you have crises? What kind of choice do you make? You have to go after people. Maybe someone will be helpful. And someone's going to help me. Some people go to bank. They have to rent, loan the money. This may be helpful a little bit, but it's not going to be eternal blessing for you. When you have crises, you have to choose worship. The harder time you have, choose worship. And many believers don't think of it. Like today, when things are hard, when they're tired, they're not going to come to worship service. I want to stand as a worshiper of God. Because many people don't do this, things are hard and more problems. Please stand as a worshiper of God when you have problems. When you choose worship over other things, God protects you. So because the people in the area, they were against Jacob's family, but because God took care of it, God protected them. No one was against Jacob's family. So when Jacob's family really worshiped God, God protected them. If you have any problems in your family or your business or anything happening in your life, you should restore the worship service. The more conflicts you have, you should come forward for worship service. Let me conclude. We have two kinds of choice we make. One is spiritual choice. Another one is a carnal choice, like physical choice of flesh. Spiritual choice may not have immediate outcome. On the contrary, the carnal choice would show outcome right away. But carnal choice, you would have outcome right away, but then you would have more problems. So when you make a spiritual choice, you may not see the result right away. But in the long run, it will be a blessing. Don't be so rushing to make a carnal choice. Even though you don't get any benefit from making choice, or even you lose benefit by choosing spiritually, but do make spiritual choice and God will take care of you. This week is a Passion Week. We do have special prayer, early morning prayer service. So please try to make the spiritual choice. If you haven't been praying until now, now it's the time to start to pray. And try to start a new challenge. So when you do this, maybe this will be a new start for your life. This Passion Week, you invest this time to pray, then you would receive the true blessing. So if you sleep more, maybe you feel less tired, but you're far away from the blessing of God. Through this special early morning prayer service, let us pray for our country also, Korea. Kim Jong-un is working hard to attack South Korea now. So it's so risky. What about your family? You have no problems in your family? Now it's time to pray. You have to pray for your spouses and for your parents and your family. And let us pray for our church. We have to save this region. Let us pray that we can help the region. More than anything, you should pray for yourselves. Without prayer, you cannot survive. Before, even not to mention I'm a pastor, I'm also human and believer. I have many problems, and if I really try to overcome with my own strength, I couldn't do it. But when I I conclude that when I pray, God leads me to solve problems. So I hope this is a time that you pray for your own, for yourself. So I hope you receive the blessing that God has in store. So you have to see whether you are so much of a making choice based on your flesh or spiritual choice are you making. So let us truly pray for our country, Korea, and church and yourself. Let us pray together.